all across the city of Washington, D.C. Its youngest residents receive something special in the mail every month. Free books delivered right to their doorstep.
We open a book.
Joshua Clark signed up for the program called Books from Birth before his son Mason was even born.
I knew I could use this tool to not only bond with my son, but also give him skills that he would need in everyday, daily life.
What's that?
A car.
A car? What color is that car?
Yellow.
3 years into the program, Clark says he's already noticed the impact.
He will repeat a word and understand it and later on repeat it and use it in the way that it was used with him. And I realized that his exposure to these books has really expanded his vocabulary. Help me turn the page.
Say, I like great eggs and ham.
And that is the main point of the program, says Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We know from all of the research that children who are read to, sung to as well at home, have a vocabulary that is vastly larger than children, unfortunately, who come to school without that type of preparation.
Good morning, everybody.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen introduced the legislation that established the project.
When I first got elected to the council, I had a two-year-old daughter. She's six now. But I saw that in her bedroom, she had dozens and dozens, if not 100 books. That's not the reality for every home in D.C. And I wanted to do something quickly about early childhood education and early literacy.
And what book is this?
Mason's mother, Margaret Parker, says she loves the program, especially the dual-language component of the books.
Teaching him another language is something that I've always had an interest in. And getting those English, Spanish books have been a great follow-up to songs that we sing or words that I teach him or things that he pick up at school. So the dual language books are definitely a great asset.
While there are many similar programs nationwide, D.C. is the largest city with such an initiative.
That's Dolly Parton.
Does that look like the book lady now?
The books come from Imagination Library, a nonprofit literacy program started by renowned country singer Dolly Parton. The goal is to have 100% participation by families, especially those in lower-income communities, says D.C. Public Library Executive Director Richard Reyes-Gavilan.
We want to see kids in third grade showing that they're reading at level, and if so, studies over and over have shown that they will be much more likely to graduate and launch careers.
That's good news for little Mason Clark, who's well on his way to achieving that goal and so much more. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.